Geht über Kufe. Nobody with mask. Okay, now we start learning Perek Yud Beis, the beginning of the Mapola, the beginning of the downfall of the Malchus of Rehovam. Basically, Shlomo Malchus, which went over to his son, starts going down. And it starts off, the Perek starts with Rehovam. Ben Shlomo is trying to get advice. He's trying to get advice which is the best way for him to go as far as how he should govern. How he should govern. So, Klal Yisrael came, there was somewhat of a revolution. Klal Yisrael came to Rehovam and they said, we want new leadership. We want now, things should be easier. Less taxes, less government intervention. We want things to be easier. So, Rehovam ben Shlomo starts getting advice. So he has Kenim, he has the elders that give him advice, and he has a bunch of young chevra giving him advice. And they give him opposite advices. The advice of this Kenim and the advice of the Naharim are on two different sides of the world, so he can't do both. There's no pshara between them. The Pasuk says, Vayivoyetz HaMelech Es HaZkenim. He asked first the elders what he should do. Vayidabu Elav Lemo Im Hayoyim Tiye Eved LaYoyim Hazeh V'hoyu Lecho Avodim Kol Hayom. So the Zakenim gave him advice. They said, you want to have people, subjects, that will respect you, will do everything for you. You be an Eved to them. You show them you're there for them. And then, they'll be there for you. That was the advice of the Zakenim. So the Zakenim actually held that he should start negotiate. He should be more flexible. The Naharim said the other way around. The Naharim said, this is what you should tell them. Haktono Ovi, Mimoste Ovi. What am I, less than my father? Just like Shlomo HaMelech had taxes, and Shlomo HaMelech had whatever he did. So, same thing, I'm going to run the same kind of government. I'm no smaller than my father. That was his response. V'loizu b'vad, say to Mepharshim, b'shoa shemolach Shlomo hirinar koten. Shlomo was a young man when he took over the kingdom. And even he ruled with strength. So I'm already l'chein roi shetavduni yoyser avoyde. You should work for me harder than you worked for my father. What's this you're looking for time off here? Lahavdul, this is the same kind of shaila you have today in the government. More government, less government. More taxes, less taxes. This we could make an analogy to what we live through now. Similar. This Kenim, Lahavdul, they were going like the Republican Party. Less government, less taxes. That was this Kenim. This Kenim said, chill out. And if you'll chill out with the people, you'll buy them. They'll eat out of your hands. And in the Orim, the young people said, no, you got to be tough. More government, more strength, more flexing muscles. L'maisa, the pasuk says that he let go of the advice. He went away from the advice of this king. He didn't listen to them. He followed the advice of the Nohem. And ultimately, that caused his defeat. So this became the classic concept, which is listen to the older Chevra. Listen to the experienced Chevra. And Chazal tells us on this pasuk, the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem, Tanya Rashbo Himer, Yoimu Lecho Yelodim B'nei, Uzkenim Sesor Shmal Uzkenim, Shebinyin Yelodim Stir, Ustir Uzkenim Binyin. The Simen L'Dover Rechavim Ben Shlom. Yeah. So Chazal used this as that famous memory that if Na'orim tell you to build and Zkenim tell you to destroy, listen to the Zkenim. Don't listen to the Na'orim. Listen to the Zkenim. Why? Because Stira Zkenim Binyan Ubinyan Orim Stira. What looks to you, what the Zkenim are telling you to destroy is really building. And the arm are telling you to build, it's really destroying. What does that mean? Because we look at this story with Rechavam. L'chaira, the elders were telling him to relinquish power. They were telling him less taxes, less. Let them run. Let them have some freedom. So the Zkenim were telling Rechavam to let go of his kingdom a little bit. To loosen up. The Na'orim were telling him to build. More taxes, more. Now you have to realize, Shlomo HaMelech had no choice. Shlomo HaMelech, he created the whole infrastructure. Besides the Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo HaMelech created a whole infrastructure. When you're creating that, you need a lot of taxes. You need a lot of money. But after Shlomo HaMelech built up an empire, now Klal Yisrael felt, we don't need so much taxes. We don't need so much intervention. Now we could cruise. And the Na'orim were trying to get him to keep on push. And he listened to the Na'orim, he didn't listen to this king. What does Chazal mean with this? First of all, Chazal don't mean Kovod HaTorah. That's a different thing. That's a different concept in Shas. Kovod HaTorah is Avad if a Talmud Chacham tells you something, a Rav, a Poisik. That's Poshet. You listen to the Rav. Right? You don't listen to the guy, the Yenta in the back. You listen to the person. That's Poshet. Chazal telling us here something else. They're telling us, even if it's not talking about a Talmud Chacham, you're talking about either listening to somebody with experience or listening to somebody without experience. It's nothing to do with Kavod HaTorah. Nothing to do with Kavod HaTorah. These miyayitzim of Yerachavim ben Shlomo, they weren't necessarily coming als Torah. They were giving him advice, practical advice. And the Na'orim also weren't coming Kenega Torah. They were also giving practical advice. Practical advice. So what does it mean? So I think what Chazal is telling you is like this. The Gemara brings down in Kiddushin. There's a chiyuv to stand up for a zokin. In fact, when you have a chasaneh, it's a big shaila about standing up for the chosin kal. We've discussed in the past this shaila. Very shvacha mokar to get up for the chosin kal. Some feel it didn't even come from, you know, from the Torah, the concept. It's not a Torah concept. Because really, what's the din to get up? There's no din to get up. Even a chosin, after he's married, toimel melech, there's nothing you have to stand up for. Surely not before. Same thing, the kala. No din to get up for the kala. So some want to say maybe, just like we find by Bikurim, we find that the people used to stand up for the Mevi'ei Bikurim. People that used to come to Yerushalayim to bring Bikurim, they used to stand up for them. Anshi Mishma, they stood up for the people bringing Bikurim. And Chazal tell us why? Because they're doing a mitzvah. Bikurim is a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah, a very rare mitzvah. Some hold it's only once in a lifetime when you buy a field. Some hold it's every year. Every year you bring the first fruit. But it's a rare mitzvah. So Chaviv mitzvah v'shaita, we get up for them. We'll cover the mitzvah. So some want to say, no, Chos and Kala doing a mitzvah. And a once-in-a-lifetime mitzvah? No, you get up for them. Al-Sat, you get up for them. Whatever. But you know what I always tie that? Then you have a grandfather or great-grandfather walking down, you know, who's 80, 90 or more. Then there's a chiv deraisa to get up. There people sit. When they say what talk them, there is a chiv. If an old man is walking down the aisle, then there's a chiv taka to get up. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, I'm sure some of you learned the sugya already. Right? Because we're learning Kiddushin now. Even an old man was not a Talmud Chacham. Stop, an old man. And the Gemara says, why? He has experience. What's the matter? He has experience. He's not a Talmud Chacham. What do I care? He has experience. Get up for experience. I stand up for experience. You have a guy who's a musician. He knows how to play music. So I have to stand up because he has experience playing music. The guy's a carpenter. So he's experienced carpenter. So I get up for it. What am I standing up for? His carpentry. What am I getting up for? The guy's a superstar basketball player. I get up for him. He's experienced basketball. He can get the ball in the basket. He has experience. You and I can't get it in. I shouldn't say you and I, man. You can get it in a stickle. I can't even get it in a stickle. It was experience. You get up for experience. You get up for somebody because they have experience. Are they staying in the Gemara? The Gemara says you stand up for their experience. What's Chazal telling us? Telling us like this. When you make a decision, it's always important to make a decision based on Royas HaNoilot, to see the future. You make a decision short-sighted. It could be it's a great decision for right now. It could be Givaldic for right now. But long-term, could be very stupid. It could be a very stupid decision long-term. Doesn't matter. Person runs in the car with a baby, and they have to run somewhere quickly. So it doesn't make sense to spend 10 minutes buckling the baby into the car seat. You got to get somewhere. Quick, run. But I don't know if the Olam heard. There's a story this week. A woman was driving a car with her 18-month-old baby daughter in the car. And she had the seichel, even though she was running somewhere, to belt her in as a kehagen. To belt her in all in the car seat. I know from these things, because I know when you have babies. Sometimes you don't belt them in at all. Sometimes you just put it like a shtickle, like you make believe it's belted in. There's all kinds of ways to do it. Shortcuts. This lady did it, you know, with all the hidurim. This car never turned over in the water. Fell off the road, turned over in the water. Okay? The mother driving the car Nebuch left the work. Freezing water. Freezing water, the whole car turned over, flipped over in the water. The baby was buckled in. So the baby was dangling. Car was upside down. The baby was dangling. Did you read the story, Don? The baby was dangling from the car seat. 18 hours later, they found the baby alive. 18-month-old baby. Baby's now okay. Yeah. The baby's head was a couple of inches away from the water. The water was slowly building up. The baby's head, the police got there and whatever, a fisherman found the car and he called the police. Police came. They got the baby out, Lamaisa. And because the baby wasn't in the water, so the baby didn't suffer all that much, because it seems ice water, when you're in the water, it happens much quicker. The body temperature goes down. The baby was saved. The baby now is fine. Yeah. The mother was running somewhere. Al pi seichel, short-sighted. Somebody standing next to him would say, what are you wasting your time? Buckling and batting. She saved the daughter's life. Goyas anoylot. Goyas anoylot. Right? And in life, that's the way it is. There's so many decisions you can make in life. You make a spontaneous decision, which very often could be good for the moment, but very damaging, long term, very destructive. And that's why Chazal tell us, Eizu Chochom, what's real wisdom? Haroya Sanat. This is one of the most, I'm talking about, even in Mili Da'alma, I'm not just talking, Halach is Halach. Mili Da'alma. When you make a decision in life, the most important thing is to take yourself away from the moment and to look long term. There's a story told of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner wanted to open up a yeshiva. You know, he's the father of yeshivas, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Yeshivas as we know it today, I mean, there were always yeshivas. There's yeshivas in Pumbedisa. But the way we know a yeshiva today, with Sidrei HaYeshiva, with a mesudah the way it is today, not just a person teaching Talmidim, that was started by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He's the Avi HaYeshivas, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. When Reb Chaim Volozhiner came up with the idea of having a yeshiva, he was so excited, he went and ran to his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. And the story goes that he told the Vilna Gaon the whole, his idea. The Vilna Gaon said, sounds like a gewaldic idea. The Vilna Gaon said, let me think about it. And the way I heard the story, I don't know the exact time frame. I heard it was several months. He came back to the Gaon. The Gaon said, let's think about it more. Finally, the Gaon told him to go ahead with it. He turned to his Rebbe. The Vilna Gaon, Kishmoy Kenu, he was a Gaon. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. This big shilas, what he did the whole second part of his life. He was Isaac and Sisrei Torah. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula, like Ashrei Yeshev Yisech, Sichas Chai Seifes V'Dogim. The Goyim, what's the Goyim? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner tells his Rebbe, you knew right when I came to you with the idea, it's a good idea. It didn't take the Goyim 3 months to figure out that a yeshiva is a good idea. So why did you keep me waiting for 3 months? Could have started 3 months before. And the Gaon told him, when you do something like this, when you want to start a yeshiva, it can't just be built on enthusiasm. It's going to be very hard. You're going to have a lot of challenges. It's not going to go like that. It's a great idea, but it's not happening like that. It's not like you can open the doors, Shalom Aleichem, there's a yeshiva. It's going to be a lot of nisyanus. He said, if you're not committed to do it, besides for the enthusiasm, when the enthusiasm goes away, it's not going to work. So I had to have you wait. You lose your enthusiasm. I have this with Bochum a lot of times. So Bochum asks me, Rishus, he wants to do something. And I really think it's not a good idea. I really think it's a bad idea. They're asking me for Rishus. I never like, you all know me well, I don't like to tell a Bochum no. That's not my part of my vocabulary much. When I have to say it, I say it. I don't like to say it. Yes is much more geschmack for me. No is not geschmack for me. I do it. When I have to do it, I do it. A lot of times I just push a guy off. I'm sure some of you have had that with me. Have an idea? We'll see. Come back to me next week. I'll see. Let me think about it. Very often, if the 3 weeks go by, the guy comes back to me and goes, you know, Rebbe, it's not for me. They hop on their own. At the moment when you have when everything's kicking, you're not thinking. The Vilna Gaon wanted that Reb Chaim Volozhiner, after the enthusiasm dies down, he's still pumping. Then you could open up the yeshiva. That's called Hoya Sanoilat. Avad the Goyen knew right now it's good to have a yeshiva, but he had to be Hoya Sanoilat to see what'll be, what's going to come out. A zokain, an older person, has seen a lot of bad decisions. A zokain has seen making spontaneous decisions and what came out. They have a life's history. They have a life's history. And that life's history talks to you. When I was 6 years old, my Zayda Olav HaShalom, my father's father, was living with us for a tkufin. And I remember him telling me, I like to hold a nail, right? The way I would hold a nail, I like to hold a nail when I bang it. And then to clap. And he showed me exactly how to hold a nail. And you have to bang slowly. The first couple of bangs, you go like this. And then after the nail is wedged in, then you start. He says, otherwise, I'm telling you, Bitzal, what's going to happen is, you're going to give one zed, so you're going to bang your finger. It's not going to be a shmack. Nope. What do? I didn't listen to my zed. And that happened to me 6-7 times for me to stop doing. After 6-7 times, I went, you know what? My Zayda, he knows what he's doing. He's not a tippish. He has to go boy here. My Zayda is not such a tippish. He's a smart guy, my Zayda. What's the pshat? The pshat is, my Zayda also banged his finger a couple of times. He experienced. He knew, see, even the most basic thing, like banging a nail, dafman vissen vos metut. So when the Zokin tells you, avade, what did the Norm told Rechavim? They said, what, you're going to leave go of your kingdom? You're going to loosen up? What, are you crazy? Grab, hold. They were right for the moment. But it was a stupid decision. For the moment, it was good. Right now, it makes sense. People are trying to loosen up on you. They want grab them tighter. Make it harder. That was the idea. When this Canaan said steer it, it doesn't mean it was real steer. It looks like it's a steer. So if somebody has experience tells you something, be smart. Be macabre what they have to say. And your immature thinking doesn't have that idea, the long-term idea. Just be mevatel yourself to that idea. I'm not talking about in Torah. In Torah, of course, it's like that. It could be this also pshat nechazal, that if somebody tells you, Chacham tells you, al yimincha shei smolcha, you should listen to him. You should listen to Chacham if he tells you your right hand's your left hand's your right. What does that mean? It's my right hand. Torah says right and left is the same thing. Right and left depends on how you look at it. If I look at you like this, so I say, what do you mean? So this is your right hand. But it's not. Why? Because you're facing this one. As I get this. I was in the hospital once, one of my children, and a surgeon told me, old surgeon, who has a lot of experience, he told me that before he takes anybody in for surgery, a child, an adult, he double checks 3 times to make sure that they're telling him the right thing to do in the surgery. He said, there's been many times where they write down the wrong kidney or the wrong, and the surgeon goes, doesn't. Surgeon goes, doesn't. There's been many mice. But only he, a different guy, young guy, goes, I'm this kid now. What do you think? They're going to have the wrong kidney there? Yeah. He has lived through it. He was able to say, listen, I could tell you. And that's the way you have to live your life. Somebody gives you advice based on historical knowledge, respect it, accept it. And even if you think it's fakert, and that's what the Gemara is saying in Kedushin. That's such an important yesod that even Azok and Ashmoy, even an older person who's not a Talmud Chacham, get up for him. Get up for his experience. Because the Torah is machshiv, reyes hanoil, in every area in life. That Only a Zaken could provide that. Only somebody experienced it could provide.